Chapter 9. Gulliver goes to the capital. For the next 5 weeks, the farmer takes me to the tavern every day. A lot of people come to see me, and the farmer gets a lot of money. I work very hard, and I'm tired and unhappy. The farmer doesn't give me much food, and I'm always hungry. I want to go home and see my wife and children. One day I hear the farmer and his wife talking.
"People are paying a lot of money to see Gulliver,"
the farmer tells his wife.
"Yes, but you can get more money," says his wife. "Maybe you can take him to the capital city. People are rich there."
"That's a good idea," says the farmer.
"I'll take Gulliver to the capital tomorrow."
The next morning we leave for Lorbulgrud, the capital. Fortunately, Gimbella comes too. I sleep in my bed in the box at night, but she carries me on her hat during the day to get some fresh air. We travel for a long time and I'm tired and bored. Finally, after 3 hard days on the road, we arrive in Lorbulgrud on the 26th of October. The farmer finds a hotel for us near the royal palace. He puts signs all over the town to announce my arrival. But I'm thin and I feel terrible after the long journey and I can't sing or dance.
"Poor Gulliver," says Gimbella. "He's not well, Father. He needs to rest."
The farmer isn't happy.
"Oh, no! Gulliver can't sing and dance,"
he thinks.
"I'll lose money now."
The king of Brobdingnag sends a message to the farmer. "Please bring Gulliver to the palace tomorrow to meet His Majesty the King." The farmer is excited.
"You must eat and be strong, Gulliver," he says. "Tomorrow you will sing and dance for the King and Queen. Imagine that!"
The farmer gives me food and I eat it enthusiastically. I feel strong again.